Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, just 2 weeks ago, you were there when I announced that my wife finally, after her fifth and final checkup for her, her cancer diagnosis, in full remission and cancer-free. And it is such a good feeling when you get that, right? When you hear the C word, you saw me when we first got it. It's so terrifying. And you go on a journey. And we're going to go on a journey today with a very prominent Calgarian that's had her own, or is having her own experience with cancer, in an effort to help raise awareness for early screening and take control of your own healthcare.
This caught a lot of my attention because, as you know, Dave, my mother passed away from cancer, and a lot of this had to do with not having early screening.
Yeah.
And so when we heard about Jocelyn's story and the opportunity to support this and get this out there, we have the opportunity to help in any way that we can to not only save lives but make impacts on the people that they're part of. So I'm really looking forward to talking to Jocelyn about her story and why this is important to her.
So a name that most of you are going to know, Jocelyn Laidlaw. So of course she's a former CTV news anchor. Today she is the colorectal cancer ambassador or Canadian ambassador. And so Jocelyn, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. It's so terrific to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, maybe we should, to the extent you want to talk about it, but just maybe the little bit about that journey, right? When you're diagnosed, how you feel about that, and just take us on the journey and the awareness that you want to raise to help people either that are going to experience it or perhaps can catch it early.
Yeah, that really is my sole purpose, because my instinct when I found out I had cancer was to keep it a secret, which is totally hypocritical as a journalist who expects everyone else to disclose everything. It's pretty rich, right? But that was my instinct. So obviously I didn't stick with that. And I'm immensely grateful that I followed that other voice inside me that was saying I could help people, because that's really my sole purpose. So in the spring of 2022, like a lot of people, I recovered from the Omicron wave of COVID. I got COVID in the spring of 2022, having not had it throughout the entire pandemic and still worked in the newsroom. So I was pleased to not get it for 2 years, but I did eventually get it at the end. And I found a lymph node in my groin, like in the crease of my thigh, where your thigh joins your torso, in the spring of 2022, and it was enlarged. It was round and hard, and you know, you shouldn't feel your lymph nodes normally, and I felt it. I don't even know what caused me to be feeling there, but I felt it. I presumed that my body was fighting off the last of the COVID, which was a ridiculous presumption now that I know a lot more about my body. But at the time, I just went to my doctor and I was told it was probably nothing. That went on and off for a number of months. They did two ultrasounds. They told me, it's probably just a blob of fat. Well, to be honest with you, I'd seen enough of my own fat. I knew it wasn't fat, guys. I knew it wasn't. But I thought, you know, the doctors know better than me. Turns out I should have followed my instinct, because nearer to the end of the summer of 2022, I simply said, I want this removed. I don't know why it's doing this. You can't tell me why it's doing this. And they agreed to remove it. I went on a wait list and I eventually got the surgery September 26th of 2022. So 2 years ago yesterday. What's interesting about that is that no one ever said the word cancer, ever. No one ever said this could be cancer. You might have cancer. No doctor did a pelvic exam, which is the first thing you should do when you see involvement in the lymph nodes in the groin area. For gentlemen, that would be checking prostate and those other areas. No one ever did a rectal exam. All those things should have been done. They weren't. I didn't know any better, frankly. But 3 days after I had that lymph node removed, the doctor who removed it, who was a surgeon at the South Health campus, bless him, called me at home at 9 o'clock at night and said, I've been trying to reach you all day. And I said, aren't you nice to follow up with me after my procedure? And he said, you have cancer. That lymph node was fully involved and it's not lymphoma. And I'm like, what does that mean? Well, that means we don't know where it's coming from. So that began some frantic days where we try and find the source of it. Within a week, we found the source, a large tumor in the colorectal region. I was stage 3A, which is verging on as bad as you can get. Stage 4 would be the only worst stage. It had spread to all the lymph nodes in my groin and to the surrounding tissue around the area. It was just spreading outside of the colorectal region.
Jocelyn, let me just jump in there. You know, you talked about how there was an issue, or the doctors at the very beginning didn't do what they could have done. If you can turn the clock back, or if you, for all the doctors that listen to our show, what could they have done differently?
So I guess a couple of things happened there. I made mistakes, and the system made mistakes, right? In the interest of perhaps not over-testing somebody for too many possible things, they just took a conservative approach. It turned out that there were some signs on some of those tests that probably should have been a red flag to my medical team. And frankly, no one really screened me fully. So a patient walks in with involved lymph nodes, maybe that's a good time to presume it's cancer until you can say, don't worry, it's not cancer. That would be my approach today if I was a doctor looking at a patient in that circumstance. And to be honest, and this is a lesson for everyone out there, they never asked me the right questions, but I didn't exactly volunteer a lot of information. I said, what's this? I didn't tell them that for some time I've been having GI symptoms. I just thought they were completely unrelated. No one ever asked me, how's your toileting? And I know it's not fun to talk about these things, but frankly, we have to get comfortable talking about our habits, our daily habits, because when they change and when the change lingers, that could be something. And that's what I missed. I'd had a change. Things were not perfect in the bathroom. And I should have said to my doctor, hey, I've also got this going on. Could that be related? I didn't do that because I didn't know any better, frankly. And I'm somebody who's pretty type A. I'm on top of a lot of things. I like to be in control. And I just didn't take control then. And I regret that profoundly.
Jocelyn, when it comes to treatment, what kind of treatment did you go through? And were there any costs out of pocket that you had to take care of because of your situation?
So my cancer is in a very difficult place, not a good place to operate on. So a lot of CRC patients, colorectal cancer patients, will have their tumors removed. Mine has not been removed. The best case for me was to have massive amounts of radiation and chemotherapy, which is what I did simultaneously at the Tom Baker over Christmas and the holidays and the new year, and very intense. It made me very, very, very sick. No out-of-pocket expenses, except that I have, having learned the lesson that I want to be in charge, I'm driving this bus and my medical team are here to support me, but I really take charge of the decision-making with their input. And in an effort to do that, I have been to the United States. I have a doctor there. I have a team in Boston that works on second opinions for me. And I have spent some money on that. And so to the money point, I would remind people that even when you have an excellent job, excellent insurance, excellent salary coverage for medical leave, you will take a financial hit with cancer. Don't think that you won't. We have universal health care here and we're tremendously grateful for that. But there is a cost to be had. I haven't had a full paycheck in 2 years, even though I had an excellent job and excellent insurance. So there has been a financial toll, and I've been lucky that I had some savings that I could use on supporting my health care through second opinions in the United States and additional care.
Jocelyn, coming up in November, you have an event coming together. Tell us more about the event and why it's so important.
Yeah, as the National Ambassador for Colorectal Cancer Canada, my goal is really to spread the message across Canada. And for women, we know that we often put ourselves second, third, fourth, fifth on the list of all the important things in life. And so I want to inspire women to put themselves first on their list of priorities, their well-being. And so on November 2nd at gorgeous ATCO Park, the headquarters of ATCO here in Calgary, we're having All About You. It's a full day event with incredible speakers and experts. We're going to talk about gut health and nutrition. We know the gut biome. This is emerging science connected to so many things. in your well-being. So we're going to talk about that. We have incredible experts from across the country joining us in Calgary. We're going to talk about menopause, the change that you can powerfully and gracefully move through as a woman. We're going to talk about movement, and we're going to talk about mental health. We're going to talk about aging gracefully and beautifully without going under the knife. We're going to talk about all of these things. I'm going to share my entire cancer journey and all the things I want others to know based on what happened to me, things that they can put into place, actions they can take today to be in charge of their well-being. So that's a terrific event all day long. We're going to have a great meal. We're going to have fantastic experts from across the country to really support all of a whole wellness for women.
Jocelyn, thanks very much for having the courage to share that story.
I thank you for having me on.
Thank you. All right. You know, health is part of the journey through retirement. One of the things we have to consider, have to plan for, sometimes financially and sometimes lifestyle. And it's all part of what we're going to be talking about at the upcoming seminar.
On Tuesday, October 29th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. You do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com or on Facebook.
Travel changes as you age, Faisal, as you continue to bug me about. Let's talk about that after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.